949-8686. This is the Bill Henry Show.
All right, we are back. We're going to be talking about Easter all this week on the Phil Henry Show and things to do with the family on Easter week. Going to bring Dean Wheeler on. He's with the Northern California Easter and Spring Solstice Group. And you guys, Dean, have an Easter egg hunt and a spring solstice all rolled into one. And by spring solstice, we're talking about what?
By spring solstice, Phil, we're talking about bringing back the original pagan, not anti-Christian, but pagan roots of Easter. And we have a blast with it. We have a great time with the kids. We love the kids to enjoy Easter. We also want them to appreciate the historical aspects of pagan festivals. And one of the most popular things that we do is our Easter egg hunt. And the kids come from all over. It's our Easter egg roll. With an eye toward good health.
All right, so this is like a holistic health Easter egg hunt. There's a lot of things going on. Is it for the kids?
It is for the kids. They absolutely love it.
What do you do?
Well, the kids will eat the chocolate eggs, and they have candy and enjoy a traditional Easter sugar treats. And then we have a late Easter brunch with things that, you know, the kids love, Phil, pizza and hamburgers.
Sounds like fun.
The kids absolutely go crazy for it every year. We have spaghetti and we have ice cream, and then we balance the afternoon out with a nod towards staying healthy. And that's the holistic part of it.
So that's the part where you also, because it's hard to think of eating candy and then staying healthy.
Well, the way we do it, Phil, and the kids just love this, is we balance it out. We make it fun. We give each child a late afternoon, as you know, in the holistic health circles. It is a very, very popular thing, and we introduce it to the children, late afternoon enema. We do it on our veranda with the afternoon sun setting. We don't just use water. We use water with chocolate.
You're giving the kids enemas.
In the right after we have our brunch. And we do this with an eye toward health of the child. Believe me, the kids love it, Phil.
This doesn't scare them or anything?
They absolutely love it. It's full of surprises and games. If they're a little bit scared of the enema, we tell them if they submit, I shouldn't say submit, if they agree to an enema, they'll have, you know, extra chocolate. If the kids are still scared, we show them how much Peter Cottontail loves it.
Now, who is Peter Cottontail? Is that a costume that you wear?
That is exactly right, Phil.
So you and your wife get into costume, and it's you and your wife, Becky, right?
Yeah, my wife, Becky, who helps us with that, and she also works with me over at the Timber Press. We're both writers on New Age things.
Now, are you Peter Cottontail?
Yes, that's right.
Well, when you say that if the kids are scared of the enemas, you show them how much Peter Cottontail loves that. What does that mean?
Well, my wife will demonstrate an enema on me, so the kids can see there's nothing to be afraid of. There is.
Are you in a rabbit suit?
Yes, I am. I'm wearing a Peter Cottontail costume. All right, so.
So the kids eat chocolate in the early afternoon, then you have an Easter brunch. Then they get enemas. What is that supposed to do? Is that...
Well, what that does, Phil, is it gets all of the toxins introduced from the sugar. It gets all of the poisons out of their system. If a child ingests chocolate at, say, 12 noon or even 3, you can introduce a safe and effective enema as early as 6 p.m. To eliminate the toxins.
Are you... Just not to ask you a question, Dean, are you a doctor?
No, my wife Becky works, Phil, for a consortium of veterinarians in the Mill Valley area, and the enema is used widely by veterinarians and can be crossed over for crossover use on children. But, Phil, I'm going off on a tangent. It's fun. I want to emphasize this. It's a lot of fun. The kids enjoy it.
But your wife is demonstrating the enema on you in case the kids get scared, and I'm concerned that maybe...
Well, no, I'm wearing a rabbit suit that has a whole... cutting it just below the tail.
Yeah.
And then they lift up the tail.
And your wife is demonstrating enemas on you.
Yes, but again, Phil, it's a fun afternoon. The kids love it. They have a blast when it comes down to... My wife administers them. I dress up in a Peter Cottontail costume. We play music from Radio Disney. The kids just have a blast with it.
Well, the question of...
They really do love it, Phil, and I don't want you to be concerned.
But the question I have, how does a kid have fun with an enema?
Well, the nature of the enema is such that the kids make... you know how children are. They love to make rude noises. They like to make what the kids call the fart sounds.
Oh, okay.
And you see, and so they can make fart noises, and they can do something that they call cutting the cheese and this kind of thing. So around 3 p.m. we give our animas, then after that we take our oath to Peter Cottontail, and then we wait for the parents to pick the kids up.
And the oath to Peter Cottontail is what?
Well, it's something where we promise each other that this is our own private Easter celebration, and we don't have to tell the adults, because it's the land of make-believe, and in the land of make-believe, no adults are alive. And if you tell an adult, then maybe the Easter Bunny might hurt you, or this kind of thing. We want to keep this a kids-only celebration. It's our Easter egg roll and solstice celebration. We give the kids all a chocolate. We give them a nice warm water enema with chocolate introduced. And it's really, they have a lot of fun with it. I know it's difficult for adults to understand, but when you've worked with children as long as I have.
All right. Well, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Dean Wheeler, his wife Becky, and he. I have the Northern California Easter and Spring Solstice Easter Egg Hunt and Easter Egg Roll. The children eat chocolate, and they have a and you have a brunch.
We have a brunch. It's terrific. We got hot dogs and hamburgers and you name it, and a great barbecue.
And then you give the children enemas.
That is where we introduce holistic healing and health issues. We give them an enema.
And that's to purge the problem. I don't know if you want to call it a problem.
Phil, the kids love it. Believe me, they have a great time with it.
Yeah, but the thing that I guess, let me ask you this. You take an oath to Peter Cottontail and you promise not to tell any adults.
Well,
you see, isn't that a little wrong?
Well, no, because what you really want to do is tell the kids that you can they can trust you and you can trust them, and there's trust all around, all right? And why mess up a good thing by introducing adults that might not understand, your questions. I can tell that you have questions.
I have questions. I'm thinking my own kids going and having Easter with you and your wife and then getting enemas.
Well, no, but this is for health reasons only, Phil. And again, the kids really have a blast with it, because when you introduce, and I don't want to get too graphic.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't.
But when you introduce the hose and it makes all kinds of fart noises, and if there's nothing funnier to a kid than the sound of Becky. That was my wife, Becky.
I understand what it sounds like.
But that's what the kids enjoy. And so I guess what I'm saying to you is I wouldn't overreact if I were you. The kids love the enemas. We've had some kids coming back for 3-4 years in a row for the Peter Cottontail enema. We also have...
You have kids returning, but they're not telling their parents.
Well, Phil, again, this is something that's the world of children. And we tell, they don't want the Easter Bunny to suck blood out of them. And that's, so that's what they say. Right?
All right, hold on, Dean. 1-800-449-8686. Happening this Sunday, the Northern California Easter and Spring Solstice Easter Egg Hunt. The kids eat hot dogs, they eat hamburgers, they eat pizza, they have their chocolate candy, and then they get enemas from this guy and his wife. Let me go over here to Mr. Wheeler, I'm sorry. And your wife's name is what?
Phil, my wife's name is Becky.
Becky, okay. Here is Sherry on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Phil?
Yes, I'm right here.
I never turn on the radio at night. I'm never out this late. But tonight was a chance, and I turned on the radio. And I cannot believe this Mr. Wheeler guy telling kids, and he works with kids, and they give them enemas and tell them not to tell their parents.
Well, a lot of parents don't understand, Sherry, the holistic methods of healing and the new age medicines. And enemas are a great way to purge toxins from the body.
Any time that you tell a kid
the kids
not
love it.
To tell the adult, then let me tell you something. That to me is a child molester right there.
Well, I think
and
you're going way overboard.
Stop.
I think you're
no
going way.
Way
over. You're going way
I
overboard.
Think you're wrong.
Well, wait
this
a second. Let me explain. The kids love it because they can make the fart noises and all of that stuff, and we have a ball with it. There's nothing wrong with it.
And you encourage the kids to eat chocolate, and that's
wrong. Oh, you
bet.
That's what children eat on Easter, Sherry. I don't know how many children you have, but children eat chocolate on Easter.
No. Phil Henry,
we give them supper.
I am sorry. I've listened to this radio show. I cannot believe somebody would let something happen.
Well, Sherry, let me ask Dean. Dean, I think what's bothering Sherry is you don't tell the parents.
Well, Phil, you see, this is why. Listen to her. She's overreacting. She doesn't know the nature of what we're doing. Why introduce this information to an adult who's going to get hysterical? Look, we take the enema hose, we put it up there and get all that bad stuff out, and the kids have a blast with it.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
What is it that I'm saying that you can't understand?
Because let me tell you something. That is wrong. That is a personal, private area of a child. And nobody should be allowed.
That's where they do their doo-doo. That's no big thing. Only the adults. Can I ask you something, Sherry? Have you ever had an enema, or have you had a chocolate enema?
Absolutely. I'm sorry, Phil Henry. I cannot stand it no longer.
You can grab a bottle of Hershey syrup. Are you there, ma'am? Hello? Well, I was going to say to the caller, Phil.
Yeah?
She can get a bottle of Hershey syrup, and you can put it up there and squeeze. It's really, I'm really amazed that, and this is the reason why we don't tell adults.
Well, you think she's overreacting?
Absolutely, yeah. But I would suggest to any adult who doesn't understand how much fun it is for the kids to get a bottle of Hershey syrup, go into the bathroom, and just warm it up a bit.
Yeah.
Are you taking notes?
No, sir, I'm not taking notes, no.
Oh?
I mean, I just, you know, as a parent, I would have a problem with this.
And that's why we don't like to tell the adults. They just don't understand.
I don't know what it is that I'm not understanding about you giving enemas to kids on Easter Sunday and not telling the parents. What am I not getting?
The fact that kids love it. They have a ball with it, Phil. They're not scared at all. They don't think I'm bad. They don't think Becky, my wife, is bad. As I said, she's performed literally thousands of enemas working in different animal hospitals. She knows what she's doing. None of the kids get injured. But again, adults just don't get it, so we try not to.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California. They're having an Easter egg hunt, an Easter egg roll in Northern California this coming weekend, and apparently they are giving the kids.
Phil, it gives new meaning to the term Hershey squirts, and the kids think that's funny. They think it's a riot. And the kids are afraid if mommy and daddy find out they're having too much fun, they won't be able to come back.
Well, this is an Easter egg hunt. The kids eat the chocolate. They have a big Easter egg Easter brunch. And then they are given enemas by Mr. Wheeler and his wife, Becky. He says the kids love it. They have a blast with it because they can make fart noises. And then they take what's called the Peter Cottontail Oath. And this may be what that lady was finding fault with, which is, let's not tell the adults because we're having too much fun and they might ruin it. And I think that's where some of the questions arise. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, hold on for a minute. I will ask my engineer, Craig Taylor, not to play that music because I don't think that...
Phil, is there something wrong? Or
I don't think the Easter Bunny music is appropriate because of... we've got a lot of concerned people calling and asking, is it appropriate for you and your wife to be giving Easter enemas to underage children when the adults don't know?
Phil, the answer is to that question is yes, when you see how much fun the kids have with the enemas. They eat their chocolate. They have the brunch. We go ahead and put the old enema hose up there and fire away, and we have a great time with it. See, we all understand each other, me and Becky and the kids, but the other adults don't understand, and that's the only reason why we have them take the oath.
Yeah, but you also tell them that if they tell an adult, the Easter Bunny will come and suck blood out of their neck.
We do it all in fun. The kids think it's very funny. The Easter Bunny says, oh, those big teeth are going to go into your neck and drain the blood out of you. and the kids have a blast with it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Denise, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm with that one lady that I'm beside myself with this.
Well, ma'am, if you saw how much fun the kids have with the fart noises.
I don't care how much fun the kids have. They don't know any better. And besides that, if you didn't think you were doing anything wrong, you would be telling the parents. We're
going
to give your child an Easter enema. Whoopee.
Well, we do this for their health.
I think you're the one that gets some kind of sexual arousement out of it, you and your wife.
You know, it's funny how everybody goes to sex. It's got nothing to do with sex.
Well, then what would you call it?
Well,
touching a child's private area? People go to prison for things that you're doing.
We're not touching. No, we don't. Sometimes the kids give each other enemas.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's a family atmosphere. I don't understand.
The kids are giving each other enemas?
If they've done it before, if they've been to our camp before, yeah.
Well, what's the name of your camp?
I beg your pardon?
What is the name of your camp?
It's called the Northern California Easter and Spring Solstice Easter Egg Hunt and Easter Egg Roll.
Well, you know what?
Denise, I can tell by the sound of your voice that you are very tight. You probably don't drink enough water. I don't want you to take offense to this, but you would probably benefit from an enema, one that is a cleansing one. And it gets all the toxins out.
I think your mind needs to be cleansed, actually.
What is dirty about it? An enema cleans out the lower colon.
You know what?
And your colon sounds like it's probably jammed full of a lot of toxin.
Yeah, well, your mind is.
Well, then I guess I'll give myself a mental enema. I tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. I'll give myself a mental enema.
I don't deal with sickles like you.
If you
you're
go ahead
a pervert.
And put a hose up there. I'm a pervert. Why?
To touch children like that and tell them, you know, we're going to give you you fill them full of candy and then you give them enemas.
Well, we're getting all those.
And then I can hear you snickering in the background.
No,
I mean, is this some
laughing.
Kind of joke or
no,
what?
No, I was laughing at the idea that people just don't understand.
No,
the
you
concept.
Are touching children where you're not supposed to touch them and
we
telling
tell
them
the
not
kids.
To tell their parents. You think that's right? Apparently. Do you think it's morally right?
Denise.
No, I want you to answer me and quit giving me your runaround.
Do I think it's morally,
your,
what's your question?
I just told you. Do you think it's right, morally right, to touch a child and then go tell a child, you know, like a child being molested? Okay, we're going to do this in fun, but don't you tell nobody. You're doing the same thing.
I don't understand.
You don't understand?
No, what is...
You don't get what the lady's saying?
No, sir, I don't. Could you rephrase it?
What you're saying, you do it in fun. The children have fun.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, we got that in agreement, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Then you say, you know, about if they do tell. I mean, you're doing it in fun. Oh, we're going to do
that is correct.
Fun.
You see,
you're going to eat all kinds of
candy. You agree with me. That's why
wait
you're having
a
hard time.
I'm trying to explain it to you.
You're having a hard time because you agree with me.
No, I don't agree with you. If
well,
you'd listen for a minute.
Why can't you formulate your question?
Just listen to the lady.
All right.
What you're saying is you're no different than a molester. A molester
you know, I really
children.
Resent that.
Hold
Denise.
On, let me finish,
you know what I tell
please.
The kids? It sounds like there's an adult with a little Hershey's in her fridge. You know what that means? Denise, you got some Hershey's in your fridge.
Yeah.
You do. You've got a lot of poison. Because I'm not making, you know, your rear end is so full of toxin that it...
Would you let the lady finish her question?
Yes, please. If you know, he wants me to explain it, and then he
go
keeps
ahead.
Interrupting me.
Go ahead, but you got some.
What you're saying
your
is
packed.
You're making it fun for these kids. Well, guess what? We're gonna do this. We're gonna have an enema, and you're gonna have this and that. And
right.
But don't tell nobody because it's all in fun. And if you know you tell anybody, the Easter Bunny's gonna suck the blood out of you.
Well, if it
you're
wasn't...
no different than a child molester, a child being molested by a man
see,
or
see
a woman.
See how confused you are? You don't even know what you're saying.
Oh, yes,
I know
I
what
do.
She's saying. I understand what she's saying. The
you're
concern...
making light of the situation so the
I'm
kids don't go and tell their parents.
If the kids are having a blast, giving each other enemas and making fart noises...
If the kid goes out and shoots someone and has a blast about it, do you think that's right?
We're not killing anybody. We're getting all the toxins out of their...
Yeah, you're killing
the
more than what
area.
You think. You're screwing with kids' minds.
Denise,
you know exactly
Denise,
what you're
I
doing.
Recommend you get a bottle of Hershey's chocolate. You warm it up.
Yeah, I got your Hershey's chocolate for you.
All right, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler giving children Easter enemas on The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, we can demonstrate later on if you want.
I don't know that I want you demonstrating your wife giving you an enema on the air just because you do that to kids at Easter. 1-800-449...
Well, I really, Phil, resent any implication that there's something wrong with a good, clean, healthy enema that dispels all the toxins from the colon.
1-800-449-8686. Nick, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I had a couple of comments to, I believe his name's Dean.
Dean Wheeler, yes, sir.
Well, what I was wondering, I'm sure enemas have a weight loss effect, too. Because you flush out anything that could be absorbed by the system, and I don't believe that everyone should be giving you this much buzz about it. It's beneficial.
Absolutely is beneficial, and so many people who have had enemas absolutely report the beneficial acid.
What is that I'm hearing?
Becky is giving me one.
You said that you wouldn't demonstrate this on the air, sir. Vanessa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Vanessa?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Okay. I think it's very appalling. You don't give someone else's child an enema. He's a molester, out and out.
He needs to be brought up on charges,
and you need to be in jail, you and your wife.
I'm not molesting them. I'm giving them an
enema.
Yes,
you are.
That is a
when you
medical
touch
procedure.
A child somewhere that they're not supposed to be touching, you are not their parent. That is molesting. And
but
you
I'm
and
wearing,
your wife are
I'm,
child molesters.
I'm wearing a rabbit outfit.
And I really hope that some child's parent comes forth and brings charges against
you
and your wife.
You think because you wear a bunny rabbit outfit that it's not molestation?
No, sir, it's not.
It is.
What? I'm wearing a rabbit costume?
I don't care if you...
What?
I don't care if you're in a Santa Claus suit, because that is molestation.
How do you figure that when we are cleaning
when
the
toxins?
When
you are inappropriately touching a child that is not yours...
Are you getting an enema now?
Yes, I am.
And are you wearing the Peter Cottontail outfit now?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm trying to demonstrate to you and Vanessa...
You don't need to demonstrate to me. I know what an enema is.
You do.
And I know what a pervert is, and you are one.
Well, ma'am, I don't get the connection. All I'm saying is Easter is a
time. Apparently the enemas you're getting are doing something to your brain. It's washing brain cells out
ma'am,
also.
Ma'am, you know that Easter is a time for new birth. Easter is the time that Jesus resurrected from being dead. All right? It's a cleansing.
You are a freak and a pervert and a child molester.
We say Jesus has risen.
Enemas has nothing.
Have what? I'm sorry.
Have nothing to do with Jesus.
Well, they have nothing to do with Jesus.
No.
So Jesus couldn't have had an enema? Oh, I get it. You're saying that if Jesus would have had an enema, he wouldn't be the Son of God. Is that it?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, what are you saying?
Your assimilation is all wrong. But your mind is
will
messed
up. Will
you
stop with those enemas?
How do I expect you to act any different or say anything different? You are a child molester, so therefore you have a messed up mind anyway.
Will you stop getting an enema?
All right, Becky, stop. What are the two of you saying?
You heard what we said. You heard what this lady said.
You are a child molester that needs to be brought up on charges, you and your wife, and put in jail. Because what you're doing is inappropriate. And I really hope some child has the strength enough to tell his parents so they can file charges on you and your wife.
Wait a minute, so you
and have
see...
your children taken away from you if that's what you're doing to them.
All right. I ask you to consider this. The angels move the boulder from the tomb. Becky and I move, you know, the doo-doo from the butt. And
oh, I see. So that's how it has a connection to Easter.
Yeah.
No connection.
Go ahead, Becky. Start it again. You know,
will you knock it off with that? All right, Vanessa, thank you very much.
You are very
well. I appreciate your call. Turn the music off, too.
I like the Easter music.
Turn it off. Here is John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, John.
Did you say Joan?
Oh, Joan. I'm terribly sorry,
okay.
Joan. Go right ahead.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes, ma'am. This is Dean Wheeler.
You're not only dangerous, but you're stupid.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to tell you why. There are two points I want to make.
Yes, ma'am.
Number one, you're setting these children up for molesters.
I can't hear you, dear. Could you speak up?
Just a second. I'll change phone.
Okay, that's good. Go ahead, Becky. Okay.
You're setting children up for molesters. That's number one. Number two, you don't give children enemas because if you give enough of them, you're going to destroy the tone of their colon. And then they will not be able to go to the bathroom.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a valid point. Is your, and I don't know how old you are, you sound good. Is your colon toned well, or?
I'm fine. I'm 75, and I've survived.
Are you regular?
I have never heard of anything so despicable as what you're doing. And then you hide behind Jesus. That's the thing that really
gets... Well, no, we tried to tie in the enema with the rolling of the rock away from the tomb. Look, if the worst thing that a kid gets is a loose sphincter, then what... Come on. What's the harm?
Come
you, look, the Joan just made the point. These are young children whose bodies are still developing.
We're not forcing them. We're saying, come on, everybody, it's time to blow those old Hershey's out.
Do these parents know anything about what you're doing?
I'm going to ask...
I don't think you're very funny either. You're
damn rude. Your wife can stop now.
Stop, Becky. They don't think it's funny. Do the parents know?
Yeah.
Well, of course they don't, because the Easter Bunny will suck the blood out of the kids.
That's criminal. Don't you understand what you're doing?
Look, you know, you're making a good point about the loose colon thing.
And let me tell you something else.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning, you're in California, right?
Are you going to call the police on me?
No, I'm going to call the California Medical Society and get some pediatricians after you.
Well, they don't exist.
It's the California Medical Association.
Oh, you had to go and tell her.
Yes.
They don't?
Not society,
well,
association.
Well, then, how about trying the FBI?
Well, that's
child molesting.
I think you've got a point here, Joan. Dean, I realize you think what you're doing is healthy.
Well, she got me to thinking about that loose colon thing.
Let me tell you, I'm a nurse.
You know a lot about that.
My husband is a doctor, retired. We're both retired. I had grandparents, 75, who that whole generation went in for high colonics.
Yeah, they all went. They all had loose colons.
And let me tell you, they all four of them died.
Yeah.
Colon cancer.
You can die from a lazy colon. I understand that.
And why do you get a lazy colon? Because you use enemas. You're introducing something to these children.
Is this Gloria Swanson?
I just wanted to...
Okay.
Unless they're sick.
You know, in many ways, I think that we are...
David Hall, hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, this is David Hall.
Yes, I really have a problem with your show tonight. It is just...
Whose show?
The radio station show tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. Is that Phil Henry?
Yes, it is.
What's he doing?
You don't know?
No, ma'am, I don't. I'm working. I'm going over different reports and focus groups.
You're not listening to the show?
I don't listen to the show. I will turn it on now.
Maybe you better. It's about giving kids enemas.
Oh, it's a health show?
No, it's a sick show.
A sick
show? And I think it's a joke, and people are really getting upset about it.
I'm having an enema right now.
See, I knew it was a joke.
Well, all right.
So it is, I mean...
So do we want to try?
I'm Phil Hendry. I do the voices of the characters on my show, the voice of David Hall and the voice of Dean Wheeler. And no, nobody's giving kids enemas that we know of. 1-800-449-8686. I am Phil Hendry. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We reported the news earlier that Milton Berle has passed on. Milton Berle, the great comic, died today at the age of 93. He died in Los Angeles after a lengthy illness. And you may not know, and if you didn't know, maybe it's information you don't need, but it is somewhat of a bit of apocryphal and interesting news that... And perhaps it's apocryphal, perhaps it's true, I don't know, that Milton Berle's penis was very large. I won't go into specifics. I don't know, and frankly, what good is the speculation? But that seemed to be on the minds of a lot of people in recent years in show business as we become much more attuned to these kinds of things. That he had a very large penis. And people ask, what is it like to have one that big? And I say, well, I know for me, it's just, you live with it. You live with the jokes. I've had to, for years, live with the jokes about mine. But I, you know, and it's uncomfortable moving it from, you know, side to side. So I would say that I can't speak for Uncle Mildy, but for me, having one that big has, it's been fun. It's been a good life. Yes, women don't leave you alone. But, you know, there's more to life than just non-stop sex. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I can tell you. All right, I'm kidding. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Guys are really fascinated with that whole size issue, myself included, because you get conflicting reports. You get conflicting reports. Women will tell you that size doesn't matter. Women will tell you that size does matter. Some women will tell you that that's normal. Other women will tell you it's a little too big. Someone will say that you're huge. Someone will say that you're average. Some women, in Craig's case, will say that he's unusually small. And in other cases, and you never get the straight scoop. And the reason why we never get the straight scoop, because there is no straight scoop, right? It just isn't that right, honey? Guys are running around since the beginning of time trying to get the approval of women. Do we make enough money? Are we good-looking enough? Do we drive a big enough car? And on top of all of that, if we can't give ourselves a heart attack, if we can't drive ourselves to an early grave, not making enough money, not having a big enough house, not having a nice enough car, how about things we can do absolutely nothing about, which is the size of our penis? Now, Craig says that the average is 5 to 6 inches. Yeah, okay. anyway. You read it last night where? At the little computer machine? It's called a search engine, man, and you were on a porn site. At the little computer machine. I read it last night at the little computer machine. Yeah, that's called kinkyolderwomen.com. See, it was a trivia game, okay? What's the average size of penis? It depends on which guys you're talking to, doesn't it? Depends on which guys you're canvassing. But truly, that is, if you don't want to, if you're not content giving yourself an early cardiac arrest over the car and the boat and everything else, hey, how about something you can't do anything about? The size of your penis. And here's the better news. There's no plastic surgery to make it bigger. Women can go and get their boobs enhanced. You can get your lips enhanced. You can get your hair replaced. You can have new hair. You can get your butt lifted. You can get your nose made smaller or bigger, I imagine. You can't make that thing down there any bigger, Charlie. There ain't no such thing as shots. There ain't no such thing as cream. And I bet you if I had a penis pump burning ceremony tomorrow, we would be inundated. Just send them on into Phil Hendry, the ones you bought that didn't work. Phil Hendry Show, Premier Radio, Sherman Oaks, California. And we'll set fire to them out here in the parking lot, okay? Very sad, Milton Berle dying, and Dudley Moore passed on. And, of course, now here come all the jokers. Here come all these guys with that tired old tale of the Deadpool, which we were doing that like in 1990 back in Ventura. I had this Deadpool going. I was giving away videos, and next thing you know, everybody in the country's doing it. Yeah, they stole it from me. Little Phil Hendry on the 1,000-watt Ventura radio station. Not. But anyway, we used to do that. So Milton Berle is gone. Dudley Moore is gone. Bob Hope. Well, I don't think so. I think Bob Hope is going to hang on to 126. I don't think he's going anytime soon. Poor Dudley Moore. There's a couple of guys that I really liked. Now, Milton Berle, yeah, he was old school. He was like the Phyllis Diller. Now, there's one that would probably be a good... Now, I'm joking. I think that in many ways, you know, you had to have grown up in the 50s like I did. Look at those goofy shows, Ed Sullivan and all that stuff. I did, man. I remember watching those shows. I remember watching what they thought was funny back then. And then along came Richard Pryor. It's the first thing that I saw on television where I went, wait a second, this guy's different. Because up to that point, it was pretty shticky. It was kind of slapsticky. It was, you know, it was Uncle Mildy with his dress, and he was getting squirted in the face with his own thing. Because no, I'm kidding. He was getting, you know, he was taking fire hoses. What I mean is he was doing slapstick, and Red Skelton and all those guys were that school of comedy. And then one night, I must have been 10 or 11 or 12 or something, I'm watching the Ed Sullivan Show, which was on CBS back in the day when I was a kid. It was a variety show on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. And here comes this guy, Richard Pryor. And he started doing white people impressions. How do white people look when they go into a movie theater? And he would do these, here, dear, you can sit right here. And he was putting me away. I think that the first comedian that I ever heard or saw that I said, this guy is hysterical. And that's when I started looking around for Lenny Bruce tapes, and I heard about him, and I got a hold of him. Because by this point, I think Lenny Bruce was dead. And then I got turned on to, you know, then Carlin came along, and the rest is history. I don't know that anybody does the kind of Milton Berle shtick anymore, other than this show where we make fart noises all the time. But do you think that... There you go. That's Milton Berle comedy for you. We keep it alive here on the Phil Hendry Show. Good God. Hey, listen, our website, philhendryshow.com, features all kinds of marvelous things with your backstage pass. You can get audio archives, the hour you just heard of me doing the voice there of, what was the guy's name that I was just doing? Who knows? These names, Dean Wheeler. Where'd we come up with a name like that? That's on our website right now. You can go to the Phil Hendry Show website. You can get a hold of our 30-day archive, scroll back over the past month, and listen to any or all shows that you care to with a backstage pass. No more do you have to call us and say, can I get tapes of your show? Where do I get tapes of your show? Because you can't get tapes of our show. But what you can do is get a backstage pass for $6.95 a month. It's self-renewing. You don't have to keep calling in and renewing. It'll self-renew unless you call up and say, this is the worst crap I've ever heard in my life. I want my money back. In which case, we'll very gladly turn you down, but we won't renew you for the next month. How about that? Now, coming up, we've got Phil Hendry merchandise. That's right. We've been biding our time slowly and carefully, coming up with just the right kind of merchandise. And within the next 2 weeks, we'll begin offering Phil Hendry merchandise on the Phil Hendry website. It's going to be state-of-the-art. It's going to be limited edition. It's going to be class stuff. Hint, no coffee mugs, no baseball caps, no T-shirts. Thank you. Also, our webcast archive, audio archives, listening live. It's all there on the Phil Hendry website, and it's only $6.95 a month. That's right, for the price of a pack of smokes and a Mickey's Wide Mouth. Are you sure? How much does a Mickey's Wide Mouth run these days? About $3. Yeah, I'm getting ripped off. You can't go into a bar and order a Mickey's Wide Mouth, can you? I can get it on tap, though. Ain't no fun drinking Mickey's if you're getting it on tap. The whole fun of Mickey's is the wide mouth. Anyway, get yourself that backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. While you're on there, check out our CD. It's for the people at my friend's place. The Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2001 CD is called Bring It. And all of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. It's a great, great effort on the part of those guys in Hollywood. And all the proceeds go to them. Or you can call this number, 877-616-7445, for the Phil Hendry Best Of CD.